Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Some federal lawmakers are insisting today federal and state regulators must immediately begin paying closer attention to specialty compounding pharmacies such as the New England Compounding Center in Framingham. The closed pharmacy that's blamed for a deadly national meningitis outbreak was the focus of a second congressional hearing today, this one by the Health Committee of the U.S. Senate. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Margaret Hamburg was unable to tell senators whether the problems are suspected at any other compounding pharmacies.
We do not know the universe of compounding pharmacies that might fit into this category of activity because they are not required
to register.
Shouldn't
you know?
I do think that we should know, and I would like to see that.
Joining us on the line now is Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, a member of the Senate committee looking into the meningitis outbreak. Thank you for talking with us, Senator.
Thank you for having me.
Any big takeaways from today's hearing? Did you learn anything today that surprises you?
Today really confirmed that there has been a failure in oversight by both federal and state agencies that were responsible for assuring that products made by the New England Compounding Center were safe and effective. Both the FDA and the Massachusetts Board of Pharmacy had a responsibility here that, unfortunately, they failed to fulfill. And my focus has been on the FDA. It put at risk patients across the country who eventually endured serious injury and death as a result of the FDA's failure.
Now, I know that a lobbyist from the compounding pharmacy industry testified before your committee today, said that he thinks the current regulations are adequate to police specialty pharmacies. Now, given that 32 people are dead and 460 sickened from meningitis, it doesn't seem like the current regulations help those people, did it?
Some of the current regulations should have been enforced more vigorously and zealously. The FDA's commissioner, Dr. Hamburg, testified today that their authority was limited, contested, and unclear. My point to her was, use the authority you have, but at the same time, there's no doubt in my mind that there are ways to enhance that authority so as to protect the public.
Back in 2000, a bill was introduced to give the FDA more power to inspect these compounders, set standards for sterile drugs, limit interstate sales. That was defeated after lawmakers heard protests from the compounding industry. Is it time to revisit that sort of legislation?
Whatever the protests that may have been persuasive from the industry when these measures were first proposed, they ought to be adopted now. We've learned from experience the kind of tragedies that can result from ineffective oversight and scrutiny.
Is there any reason to think that the agencies might not be finding other cases at other places that are similar to this that we don't know about yet?
What I asked the FDA commissioner was, in effect, where is the next NECC? Do you have a list? And she said, no, they don't. And I suggested strongly they should.
So what should Congress do now about this?
Congress should produce a bill that provides the FDA with whatever powers it thinks it needs and with resources to enforce those powers and ought to make clear there's a strong expectation that we will hold the FDA accountable.
Given what you learned today, how concerned are you that this might be happening again?
I'm very concerned that this tragedy could be repeated. Right now, the same lack of authority, lack of determination to enforce existing authority, and lack of resources prevails at the FDA, as well as many state pharmacy boards. So this tragedy could recur, and that's why Congress has to act quickly.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.